topics today that I want to discuss.
All right, what do you want to discuss?
Okay, well, let me open the garage. Okay.
Do I?
Let me open the garage. Okay? And then we'll let me discuss.
We already know what time it is. You know. Yeah, I'm gonna lay sideways today.
What up, Mr. Lamar? Zilmiowski's here. Black boy NT, villain like. Long live Mafia, Black Duke NT. Another one, please.
Hey. I got a bad feeling about this.
I'm in the garage. Can I smoke? I know we're gonna drink.
Who are you people?
It's a garage party.
What? Mr. Marvin and the group, Garage Party Podcast. You know the crew coming to Cali, Houston, Dallas too. Listen in your car, you can jam these funky tunes. Put your headphones on, turn on your computer. We talking about music, sports, and entertainment. Bring it to you. Lakers fans, what it do? Cowboys fans, what it do? Houston Rockets, what it do? I'm in the garage with my crew. Sudden horn on my bike, I know you hear me coming through. Working out day and night, sipping beer and alcohol. Find me on YouTube, you know I'm about to boss hog. You know I'm about to highlight, I stand tall like a waterfall. Garage party, I'ma give it lit for all of y'all.
You're inside Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast, broadcasting live out of Houston, Texas. We're back in the garage.
Hello, Garage
Party. We're back
party.
In the house. Slimmy Yoski. Mr. Marvin and Danny Boy. What up, people? We back.
What's up?
What's going on?
We're back in the house. It's good to be back.
Always.
Danny, what up?
Always.
What's going on?
And of course, you know, this is obviously a live broadcast, podcast. And of course, my neighbor decided to do the yard right now. So
he's making his money, man. That's why we call it Marvin's Garage Party.
And so he would come out right now to do the garage.
Well, he got to do it before 4 because it gets hotter.
Been done by 5 already. This probably the last one.
I mean, don't he see us in here? Doesn't he see us here? I had to wave at him and like, you know, yo, we're doing a show here.
You ain't got nothing to do with that man's living.
Well, he's affecting our podcast right now, you know?
Now, we live. We giving them what it is. We real.
He's getting paid. We not, okay? Yeah, he's like, let me handle my business.
You got me there, Danny. You got me there. We're not getting paid yet. But thank you guys for joining.
Not yet.
Thanks for hanging out with
us.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. You know?
Give yourself a clap for tuning in.
Yeah, you give it. Thank you, guys. That's a clap for everyone who just joined us and found us, you know. The numbers are going up. Thank you, guys, for the downloads. Thanks for downloads. Appreciate it. Share, like, tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
All that good stuff. We are a podcast that plays royalty hip-hops. You know, tell your mama. Tell your sister.
Tell your mama, tell your mama, cousin, mama, mama.
Tell your daddy,
tell
too.
Your daddies. Tell everybody about the podcast broadcast out of Houston, Texas.
Tell the grandpas.
You know. And, you know, we're just a cool show that just chill and, you know, go with the flow of things. You know what I mean? Now, you won't hear any A-list celebrities because I don't know any. We don't give out any money or anything like that. But we just have, again, just fun conversations about all different types of things from a Houston, Texas perspective. And, of course, now, if any celebrities are listening and they just happen to stumble across the show, by all means, they're more than welcome to reach out to us or reach out to me at marvinsgarageparty713@gmail.com. That is the email. And that goes for anybody. You don't have to just to be a celebrity. You can just be anyone who want to reach out to us and say what's up and let us know what you think about the show. Do you like us? Do you hate us? Feel free to let us know. You know, I do check my email often. So trust me, if you email me, I will respond. All right.
Chilling.
And that's how we do it here on the Garage Party. And the Lakers, go ahead, Slim. I figure let's just get to it.
We can talk
a little bit about sports. I don't want to go too deep into it.
But I was with the Lakers. I wanted you boys to win, but we know what it, you know. I
mean, so shout out to Miami.
It is what it is. But my thing is, let's talk about Miami and the Boston. That's what you don't want to talk about.
No, I don't. But
I you sound like my broski, Mr. Momo. I'm just gonna run out of butts.
What do you want to say about it? Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Ain't nothing to say about it.
You know, look, man, my Lakers didn't make it. you know, I get it. All right. So, and to be honest, I really don't care who win this series. By the time this podcast airs, the series will be over anyways. And this man is over here, you know, doing his thing.
It sounds like he's inside.
Sounds like he's in our ear. Well, shout out, congrats to Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, and hello, Miami. Hello, five win.
They wanted it. They wanted it better.
So, they won. And I'm you know, hey.
You proud of them?
I'm proud of them. My Lakers got farther than anticipated, so I'm not going to sit here and, you know, no one thought we'd get that far.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know, they just should have played smarter. Number seven shouldn't have been on Mitchell, on that Williams dude. He was killing them. Like,
they didn't prepare for it.
Yeah.
They didn't prepare for it. They prepared for Jokic. That's all they prepared
exactly.
for. Exactly. And, you know, so they lost, but that's okay. So, who you got in the series?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Miami.
You going with Miami? Danny, I know you don't watch. I know.
I'm going with Miami.
I'm going to go Denver.
Denver?
Just because they never won. I want them
They got
to
a
win.
Good team, though. But
you going with Denver? Okay, okay.
And yeah. I watched the guy, what's his name?
Jokic or whatever. Slow motion. I call him slow
with
motion.
The
Jokic.
The dreads. Guy with the dreads.
Huh? On Miami or on
Denver?
On Denver.
Oh, Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
She saw Aaron Gordon.
Gotcha.
I watched his interview, so.
So she likes
You him. Like him? Like Prescott? I know you like Prescott. So what about this dude?
Aaron Gordon.
I like him. I like his
She liked the other guy, too.
His interview.
The Eagles quarterback.
Hold on. She liked his interview. What'd you like about his interview, Danny?
His lips. His eyes.
I liked his answer.
Oh, what else?
No, he talked really well. Like, he talked really well.
So that's why you're going to pick him?
What'd he say?
I don't know any of the other ones. Now, if I saw them, maybe, yeah. But that's the first interaction with Denver I've had. He's nice. He ain't bad to look at.
Conversation got you, huh?
He got a good conversation with got the girl. You. They looked like they had a little something going because she was cute, too, the reporter that was interviewing him.
He got you, too, though.
So, yeah. But yeah. I like his look. He had look. Nice arms. Yeah.
You were checking him out all the way. Yeah, yeah. See? That's why she's going with Dylan.
He had the makings of the Joe Malone arm.
Listen
you
to
know
this
that
shit.
Huge arm.
Yo, listen to this shit. Joe listen Malone. To Danny. you hear this? Oh my God, we struck a side. Okay, we gotta keep doing podcasts. We learn something new every podcast.
He's young, cute, and then I think I saw a love connection between him and the reporter, so I thought that was cute too.
What about you and him? Just through the TV, you know, you know.
Aaron Gordon.
That's not even realistic.
Danny Boy has a new fan.
You never know.
And he's too young.
Why you keep looking towards the TV, trying to be coming back on?
Yeah, trying to.
She said, yeah, I want to be here. All right, well, I have mixed reviews about it. I don't know who I'm going with. I don't know.
It's gonna be good, man.
I want to say I'm gonna go ahead and pick Denver though. 4-2.
Is Denver a younger team overall?
Yeah, they're a young team.
I mean, Miami kind of young too, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then they got the same coach that was there when LeBron was there. He's still there.
Yeah, so.
You know what I'm saying? So something got to be right with the organization. Look where they're at right now. It's going to be a good game.
We got Pat Riley, you know? The owner, you know, he's in Miami, so. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
He know how to put things together. Yeah, Pat Riley's still in Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
That's Miami, man. The place where they go.
Yeah.
But, so that's, I don't know. I have mixed reviews. We'll see. All right. I think the man stopped doing the yard.
Oh, he did. He blown.
There he goes.
Further down.
Yeah. So I'm going to go 4-2. That's what I'm going to give him 4-2. That's what I'm going to give him. 4-2.
4-2?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. That's going to be my prediction.
I'm going to say 4-2 Miami.
4-2 Miami. So, 4-2 Miami. And Diane just wants.
Yeah.
She just wants.
I'm just going to vote for Denver because they never won before.
No, she just told us. She's about to do an interview. His physics, his body, and you know his lips and his eyes and his conversation. And
but I was going with Denver from the beginning. That. When y'all said they never won before, I was like, that's my team.
Well, they won. They've been on the winning streak this season. Okay. They've been winning.
But I mean, in
they just ain't won the championship.
They won the big one. So
I get it, though. They're good.
We'll see what's up with that.
Always root for the underdog.
I'm with you, Danny.
Yeah,
definitely.
So
I'm with you.
So that's why I'll be rooting for your Texans this year.
Don't do that.
That was a joke.
You're doing the wrong thing.
That's a joke. That's Joe. We're not even talking about football right
now.
There you go. You know, everything's
going to start. Sorry-ass Cowboy. But Prescott, everybody get rid of him. Either he going to get ghost or he got to do something they say. Yeah. So let's not talk about it.
So we're not going to
talk about it. Well, he's not fulfilling his contract?
The motherfucker, sorry.
You're inside my garage party radio podcast.
Bitch. Not a bitch, a ditch.
We talk about this. We talk about that.
Shit.
It's and, okay. You can come sit on our bench and look pretty.
We don't want him. We don't want him. We don't want him. Let him stay with the fucking ditches, the cowgirls.
What are you talking about?
We ditching everything this season.
You know, man, no way. And y'all lost last season, so I have something to sit on. Why would I want to?
But like I say, this is our year. Every year is our year until it ain't.
Did you say that last year?
Until it ain't.
Didn't you say that the year before that?
Hey, Danny.
And the year before that?
You heard about DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, he's a free agent.
Chill out. Don't worry about it. You was talking about bring him back. Remember you was thinking about bringing this person back to Houston? I think it was basketball or whatever. How about Hopkins? Arizona let him go.
Oh, wow.
And we got the... Do you not know if we get him and the other dude... And the, oh, my... Let's not talk about football.
Just bring
everybody let's talk about
something else. Everybody that got cheated out of a ring with Houston.
Let's go.
So all my fellow Houstonians, you know, I love to say that my man Slimmy Yoski has a great imagination. He has a fantastic imagination.
My imagination turns out to be.
And if you're listening to the show and if you feel what he's saying, hey, you know, anything's possible.
Run them likes up. And then, you know, follow.
Anything's possible.
Follow the podcast. Follow Slimmy Yoski.
Yeah, shout out to all the people who have been
following. Run them likes up. Run them follows up.
Go into my Instagram and start thanking people.
If you're a real Texan fan and you like the podcast of Slimmy Yoski.
I dedicate this one to you, my friend. The artist's name is Elijah, and the song is called Anything Is Possible, right here on Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast. Hang on.
Guac.
It's a garage party.
Trying to get a lot of dough and dirt the water obstacles, cause anything is possible. Yeah. Oh man, I got a lot of goals. Stack that bread and buy my nose. Anything is possible. Yeah. Trying to get a lot of dough and dirt the water obstacles, cause anything is possible. Hey. Oh man, I got a lot of goals. Stack that bread and buy my nose. Anything is possible. Hey. I grind to get a lot of dough and dirt through all the obstacles, cause anything is possible. Yeah. Oh man, I got a lot of goals. Stack that bread and buy my nose.
It's a garage party.
All I know is get paper. All I do is shit major. Bought a condo on the top floor and the building's a skyscraper. Feeling like I'm Kobe, LeBron for the Lakers. Feeling like I'm Idris, Paul Walker, Taker. New Rollie, no diamonds in it. New Porsche, all dimes in it. I'm infatuated with fine women. Corona extra with the lime in it. Just a change to Henny. Used to be a penny pincher. Now I'm in plenty business. Grind hard, nigga, on guard.
Grind hard, nigga, on guard.
Yeah. We grind to get a lot of dough and dirt through all the obstacles, cause anything is possible. Oh man, I got a lot of goals. Stack that bread and buy my nose. Anything is possible. Hey. I grind to get a lot of dough and dirt through all the obstacles, cause anything is possible. Yeah. Oh man, I got a lot of goals. Stack that bread and vomit.
It's a garage party.
I lean with it, I rock with it. Locks under my socks fitted. Tahoe with the black tip. Houston girl, heavy accent. But my whole swag is magic. High five, fantastic. Make the money stretch like elastic. Making moves that you couldn't imagine. Eating, still watching my calories. Just to pull in that big boy salary. It's just the way that it has to be. I'm a bad boy, Mike Lowry. While I'm sipping this Henny. And all of my niggas is with me. Yeah, grind hard, nigga, oh God.
Grind hard, nigga, oh God.
Yeah. Grind to get a lot of dough and dirt through all the obstacles, cause anything is possible. Hey. Oh man, I got a lot of goals. Stack that bread and buy my nose. Anything is possible. Hey. I grind to get a lot of dough and dirt through all the obstacles, cause anything is possible. Yeah. Oh man, I got a lot of goals. Stack that bread and dominoes. Anything is possible.
Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast.
See, look, see, look that you didn't see. See, that's it's a difference. That motherfucking EMF shit he talking about. Look at him. Yeah, okay. Talk to me. Yeah. You gonna keep talking that shit about the flower and
man.
That's another topic.
I love flower. You know, I think flower is an awesome.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, now you're going to call it my flower now.
That's a members only topic.
Come on, yes, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's and it. Since Slim said it, shout out to EMF. You know who you are. If you don't know, you don't know. But
yeah,
shout out to those cats. You know, they're doing their thing in H-Town. And
y'all robbing them, boy. Y'all need to stop doing that shit. Y'all need to quit. Y'all need to stop. Y'all wrong. Hey, man, we out here, man. Stop doing that shit, man. Really, I'm telling y'all, man, fuck that. Fuck it. Hey, look, EML, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all wrong.
They're providing flour.
Man, fuck them motherfuckers. Like, they fucking the game up, man. Whatever, let's change the topic. You might want to change the subject.
What's the thing that you've been itching to talk about?
What's on your mind, Slimmy Yoski? What's up, brother?
That was pretty much it. That was pretty much it, yeah.
Man.
And but I wanted him to, you know, and then it came up right on time, the topic. Everything happened right on time. Man.
You done pissed him off with that.
He did that last night.
I love Slimmy Yoski, you know.
You got to keep it 100.
So whenever
now.
I find out something that's too good to be true, I go to him with it.
Let me see it.
I went to him with something that I had some questions about. Yeah. And
I mean, I told you that sounds too.
I went to this location.
I didn't even invested in it.
And I went to this location.
Well, what you just said, that sounds too good to what?
To be true.
And you know,
and if it is that, it's gonna be bullshit.
It's always a catch.
Always a catch.
Well, they
pass it to the left, Mike.
They caught.
Bro,
they caught me.
Hey,
I've been caught.
Here you go. Then he got lost in the good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, flower. He like, fuck that flower.
I love the flower.
I'm saving $30. God damn, though. That's what I'm missing. Yeah. Yeah.
H-Town is coming up. I love Houston. But yeah, shout out to EMF of Houston. Thank you again. Thank you guys again for providing the best deals in town, and also for giving us the greatest and best emergency medicated flour. It's the greatest. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for providing that. I appreciate it. I do, anyways.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're trying to figure out a way to make things happen here.
You say, change the subject, man.
At any means necessary. But what else is going on out here, people? You know, what's going on? You know, anything else?
Let's talk about Biden and the debt ceiling and shit.
The debt ceiling?
Yeah, oh my God.
Didn't they come to an agreement?
You don't see all the Republicans on that boy ass? The House Speaker, they own his ass right now. So I don't think they really came to an agreement. I think they just came to an agreement.
Like an understanding like that's a bad decision.
But we have to come up with something now, and this is what we can come up with.
And we can't just print more money, right? That's always been my solution.
That's what they've been doing anyway. That's why you got debt.
So why printing money? You know, that's why.
When you do that, money has no value.
It ain't got no value. And then the rich don't want to pay taxes.
Let's just say, if I had a print machine, how do you go broke? If you have a machine that prints
because
money,
there's no value how do you in go that broke? Money.
And then think about all the money we shoot in the Ukraine and all the other places. How do we have that much money?
Because somebody in the White House thinks like I do, and they keep using that damn machine. That's what happened. So speaking of that, so obviously Biden's obviously running again. Right, so obviously he'll be back.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
I mean,
he's running.
He don't give a fuck. He's running, and the thing about it, you know, Trump running too, right? So they've been talking about DeSanto and Trump, whatever, having a few things, going back and forth.
Trump's still trying to run.
He's running. Why he going through everything? And half of his party is against him now, so it's not really looking too good for him.
You know what, Trump would have been probably the dude if he would have kept his mouth shut, allowed the people who are trained to be in politics be around him and guide him. It would have been a totally whole different presidency.
We wouldn't have knew a lot about him.
He's a Twitter troll.
Well,
and he's like he's the most unpresidential candidate we've ever had. Like, either you were Republican or Democrat, whether you've been Republican or Democrat, they have all held some kind of prestige in that office.
Not Trump.
I don't care if you've agreed with the politics or whatever. Yeah. it has been some kind of prestige in the office. And yes, there's been scandals throughout the year, but even with those scandals, they have been on a presidential level. You know, but this fool gets in there and he just has, he had good ideas. He had it, but it's like he put it on a garbage can lid and like, here, America.
I'm like, looking at the candidates here for 2024. And I don't recognize any of these candidates. So let's change the subject. You guys know I hate politics.
I ain't gonna vote this. I'm not gonna vote.
The Democrats
we got like, I don't even know these people. You know what I mean?
People don't realize is like a lot of the Democrat is like they have these programs but that are just trying to hold you back. Like they're not trying to help you succeed.
I think that's in every party. Watch out, don't hurt yourself now. That ain't no flower. That's not no flower now. That's not no cauliflower.
Oh, man. Got me.
Yeah, I know. It's different. It's a difference. Look at you sweating and shit. Don't edit this now. Nah. Keep this in there. Fuck you in there. They fucking with guac. Look me up. See it. I got this Spotify problem, all that shit. I talk about the guy. That's me. Man. Y'all got me fucked up. I wouldn't dare come see you motherfuckers.
Stay off that post oak. Stay off the post oak.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I have no idea what you
don't
guys
worry about it.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but
they fucking the game up. I tell you.
You didn't even know where you was going.
I lost my train of thought.
I know. It's different. This shit over there. That shit is different, huh? You lost your what?
I lost my train of thought.
Say it one more time.
I lost my train of thought. So we got to...
don't edit this. Keep this in there.
So you sent me some music. That's
yeah, I changed something. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I try to guide you right.
Man.
I'm only a few years. I'm about 9 years younger than you. I'm 42.
Yeah, well, you've been doing... You know, there are certain things you have been doing longer than I have.
We was going to argue that bitch all the way down last night. Yeah. We was going to argue. That's why he left right on time because he knew where it was going.
You see, he left.
He knew where it was going. Shit.
You know what? Just leave my exotic CBD alone, please.
I got down cauliflower.
Let me find some music to play. I'm in the mood for some music right now. So, guys, I do go online and look for music.
You do a good job at that, man. I like but, the artist.
But I did come across one song that's kind of, I said, you know, I'm going to play this one live on there.
Where you from?
I don't know. I'm a horrible host, I know. I have it written down somewhere.
Let me highlight your artist real quick. You know, my big bro be playing y'all music, man. Stop that shit. Guac talking. Stop that shit. Just for the artist. Real shit.
Yes.
Because don't too many people do what he's doing, and then you got some that do it.
That is true.
But at the same time, though.
It's true. I go.
It would be nice. If y'all checked in.
That would be nice. You local artists.
Y'all do that, just, tap in.
But they don't even know. Maybe they don't know.
Okay, so you need to start tagging them. You need to start tagging the artists.
I will start tagging the artists. Yeah, because I don't tag them all the time. You know what I mean?
I ain't going to tag that back artist, but yeah, we're going to do
it. But yeah, we have a lot of artists that we do find on the royalty free that are pretty good and I like.
We don't. He do. That's why I say he does a lot.
I do all the music. Some of it. Except the ones that say Slim Yoski.
We're just the talent, Slim. You know. We just show up.
That's it. They show up, you know.
That's
what I mean?
All we do, man.
That's all we gotta do.
They got it easy. For those who ask,
the co-host.
You know,
to the host, to the co-host.
They just show up. Yeah. I pick the music. Slim Yoski's music. That's his.
We're just the show.
They just show up. You know,
we're just
the
show.
That's it, you know what
show
mean?
Up and pull up and smoke some bitch. Yeah. Don't edit that. Keep that in.
I
smoke.
Slim Yoski does that.
I smoke. That's why I say you can't tell me nothing about no motherfucking EMF. They need to take that logo off. We put this shit out.
I smoke CBD.
It's a play on words.
Legal stuff.
No. Let's correct it. It's not CBD. You own cannabis flower.
Hemp cannabis flower. Okay, yeah. That's what I indulge in.
Yeah.
I think that's,
it's cool. It gave me a headache.
You know?
Shit.
All right.
It's a difference. Motherfucking difference. Yeah.
You hear this song?
Try some techno.
1-2-1-2. It's called I Like That. 3-4-3.
Let me check them out.
Top floor, that's who winning. And it's a little different. Down the avenue, I just want to find the things. I've been looking my whole life trying to find the things. I'ma take the whole pie that's mine. Like, if you want a slice, baby, you can try mine. Hey, give me. Give me all that good. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Do it like you should.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh,
I like that. The club feel.
I was.
You know, I don't even gotta ask. I just want it all in a flash. Every time I keep coming back. Ooh, I like that.
It's a garage party.
If you like it, then I love it. Put some extra on the next one. Got me hustling to the beat.
Danny boy said, cut it off. Hey, we never done that.
You should have did that party shit
with that Stimmy song.
No, pass. That's Stimmy's
garage party.
Okay, that one didn't make the Marvin's Garage that's Party funny. Radio cut.
You did bad.
That's why I want to play it for you guys. Because I was on the fence with this one.
That's the first one.
You should have never been on
and,
the
fence
like that. That's just the
no. Let me see.
You got us up to some criticism, my dude. We're going to give it to you all. That right there, the beat. I feel a club, techno.
Ooh, I like that.
I got a party mix.
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
I mean.
You know I don't even got to ask. I just want it all in the flash. Every time I keep coming back.
Yeah, it got a mix of ooh, everything, like though. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. I mean. Yeah. You gotta play something else.
All right. Okay, I'm done with that. Okay.
Yeah. That could be for some all right. People.
Yeah, I just.
We never done that. You know what I'm saying?
No, we haven't.
Out of a whole year. Never.
We've never.
Danny boy never, like, she kicked it off. She never done that shit before.
Yeah.
So you know it's bad.
And a lot of time, you know, yeah. So that's like, why she, you know, let me just run this one.
She put it up on. Damn.
No. I didn't think you guys would like it. But, you know, I just figured.
I mean, I was turning to, but I looked at Danny boy like,
I wasn't feeling this.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good.
Okay.
I got to ride with him.
Maybe right. Find another one of his.
Yeah, right. But that song right there, no. You know, okay, we're not saying he's not a good artist, none of that shit. We just said that song, particular song.
Ivy States is his name, Ivy States. The song is called I Like That. Mr. Ivy, the Garage Party.
We don't like that.
I think
but
we gave that
one. But
you
see why it's
down.
On the free list.
Yes.
Okay.
I see why that one made to the free list. I do.
Okay.
So, okay. Sorry, Mr. Ivy.
So, as long as we're in agreement.
Yes. I, that's why I wouldn't
run
it.
There ain't got to be no agreement. See, the motherfucking song wasn't all that. Like, you got to do better. We got another song. It's self criticism. Him as an artist got to be able to accept that. I have to accept that.
Everybody
it
don't
is.
Get a ribbon. I'm
right.
Sorry.
It's hard in this game, man. But
everybody don't get a trophy.
I'm trying to help the guy out.
You can't.
Know?
You bullshit.
I thought maybe I would play it for you guys.
You did. Thank you. But we didn't like it.
All right. On so that one won't be played back again on the Garage Party. All right. We'll go to the next free song. I think you guys will like this one.
What you got?
This one's called Podium. So this is Grammatic. Podium. So
okay, right. Let's go.
Let's see, you know how.
So you felt some type of way too?
Yes, I did. Right. I did. I felt some type of way. So
honesty.
So I said, you know what, guy, I like your music. I feel you got something.
This is what's going on.
So here it is, right.
Bring them biggest bottles. We need more of them.
See, this is a little different, right here. How he came on to be different. Like it's not techno pop.
We need more.
Give me a sense.
Cruising in the foreign, plotting on a bag. Trying to be in first, but looking at my last. Talking to my partner cause we tryna stack. Even if it's pennies, I'ma give them half. Look, everybody talk like they tryna do the work. But if you wanna plant a tree, you gon' have to move the dirt. My daddy said if I'ma eat, I gotta plant a seed. Cause if you never sow, then you will never reap. Chasing dreams of vacations in tropical climates. I see the peak is in my reach, ain't no stopping the climbing. And copping designers a constant reminder that if I wanna be a boss, then there's a cost that I ought to acquire. My thoughts and my writing tossing and turning at night when my body's not where my mind is. With Aston Martins and diamonds, patience, practice, and timing, preparation for grinding. I deserve to be shining. I wait by the finish line, and Lord.
My God.
Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast.
We need more of them. Toast to when we wasn't affording them. And cheers to the haters, never supporting them. Yeah, you can meet me at the podium. Tell them bring the biggest bottles, we need more of them. And toast to when we wasn't affording them. And cheers to the haters, never supporting them. Reminiscing on when the mission was starting out. Bumping Lil Weezy cause the Carter's out. Flying, had me writing, trying to be smart about how I should be moving through the minutia. But really it's a harder route.
Dedication isn't easy, that's a quiet taste. And motivation is a vision of a higher place. Hope I make it before the day when the choir sing. For them chariots to swing, working like it's the only way. Build the business, make some money, make investments with it. After that, you can bless yourself with the extras, nigga. Take notes on directions, see how the legends did it. Rest in peace to Nipsey for teaching us all the lessons. And then, you can meet me at the podium. Tell them bring the biggest bottles, we need more of them. And toast to when we wasn't a foreigner. And cheers to the haters, never supporting.
Who are you, people?
You can meet me at the podium.
Well, I can
you can meet me at the, there we go.
Yeah, let me talk. I got something to say. You on, Danny boy?
No.
He gonna cut us off, man.
There you go. There you go.
Hello.
He ain't like I'm a feedback, man.
You can't hear yourself?
I'm not on.
Cut Danny boy on, man. What you doing, man?
Am I on?
Yes.
I can hear you.
I hear you.
Okay, Danny boy, you go first.
Well, that's better than the other one, but I just feel like he went into like somebody's bag of tricks and just said, this is how you make a song and like piece stuff.
It sounds basic, huh?
Yeah, it's like nothing special.
Okay.
The only, so.
Meet me at the podium.
Like, pretty much
it's,
it.
It's like meet paint, me at the podium. By, it's paid by numbers, is music wise. That's what it
makes.
Like.
Yeah, yeah,
somebody else's artistry.
And it could be, and it could be him, but basic. It sounds basic. And.
You know, yeah.
The song was, he was more on some real life shit.
Meet me at the podium. You know, I had a little, you know.
But see, that's everybody's thing. Oh, you put a tight beat on something, and you can just.
The beat sounds better than him.
Anybody could that beat, for real, sounds kind of chaotic. It's like too much. He's trying too hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's being too basic, though. But it's better though.
Hey, I just wanted to share with you guys. There you go, grammatic. You know.
That's me.
Hey, it's better than the last one.
Hey, it's all good.
The last one, all to see. You can hear the difference. Like, why would he go that way?
The last one, he's trying to sell to a club or something. You know what? I never liked club music. I hate when they club out a song. I hate it. I do not like it.
What do you mean?
I don't like it. When you're in clubs and everything is that club beat, I fucking hate that.
Yeah, well, haven't been in a club in a while. You know, need to get to one. Speaking of that, I saw your man Momo, and I'm gonna play y'all a new song.
Which one?
One of the ones you just sent me. But I saw he was performing at a club.
Momo be out there doing it. He getting back out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah.
So yeah, so
that's my nigga, really the truth.
I like listening to the DJs when they do their mixes. Yes.
Yeah.
Like when they do the DJ battles and then they do the, like when they do their shows. Like, I like that. Like, but when you're just in a club and it's always with that club basic club beat in the back, and it's like, I can't stand that. Like,
what vibration?
I like when they take a song and they make you think about it in a different way, or it fucking drives you crazy to see what beat they sampled, because they switched it up. But it's like, I know that song. Like, I know that song. Yeah, I know what they sample. And I love that, because then it makes you think. Like, until I can get it, I gotta just try to figure it out. But I love how they can take a song and just make you feel it in a whole different way.
An artist, so you love when
a DJ Mick does their mixes.
Oh, I'm gonna say Slimmy Yoski, though.
I'm ready, yeah.
No, I'm gonna say
DJ, you, very creative,
you know, putting something together, you know.
DJ creative, ain't no DJ, man.
Yeah, DJ,
I can play with it, but ain't for me.
No, speaking of DJ, what is on the news? I'm looking at my man DJ Envy.
Let's talk about it. Gunplay got on his. He said, "Bitch ass, you know I'll slap you, boy. You know I'll slap you, right? You know I'll slap you, right, Envy?"
Shout out to my man DJ Envy from the Breakfast Club.
Get a motherfucking apology to that nigga.
He got into some heat this week.
What he do?
Talk too much.
Yeah, first start with his car show. Him and Rick Ross having beef about the car show, and then. But I don't know this last one though. I can see where DJ Envy. You know, come on, bro. His last issue, I guess he brought some dude. He was Gunplay, right?
Gunplay.
Brought Gunplay. He was brought Gunplay's daughter and wife into a situation. But DJ Envy said he didn't bring him into the situation.
Yeah, he did.
And when I heard the playback, DJ, he didn't. You know,
yeah,
heard,
he did.
He mentioned you needed a GoFundMe. He said, if you my boy,
don't mention no
money. And so, I mean, he apologized, and, but yeah, man. Like, but
you got to understand, like you said earlier, Rick Ross, right?
Right.
Envy. Now,
right.
Remember, Gunplay was who artist? Rick Ross.
Right, right, right.
Okay, now think about it. When Rick Ross popped the shit off with Envy,
right.
Now what's going on?
Right, right.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's deeper than what how we getting it.
Right, and
you
know I get it, but my thing is when
Envy got some shit going on with the motherfucking house and shit right now where the black dude called his ass out behind that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On his motherfucking ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still on his ass right now.
Yeah. Now, okay. That's another situation,
a lot of
too.
Shit, but a lot of shit coming out with Envy ever since Big Ralston got on his ass.
You know, now, the one with the real estate issue, that one's kind of iffy, though.
But the dude, but listen to what the dude said, though. Chahid or whatever his name is, he said, okay, Envy don't have nothing to do with this.
Right,
blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah,
if my
blah,
boy,
blah,
if I, I can't, if this is my, you my boy and you do some foul stuff,
but,
I mean, I should be, just because I know you, why should I be?
But why would Envy say the dude owed him some money, too, though? See, that was the black dude was getting at with Envy. But Envy was like,
oh,
so,
well, he probably did.
He said, Envy, you just told me this last night on the phone, so don't try to say you didn't tell me this. And Envy was like, okay, well, tell the people, the truth, tell the truth.
Right,
he was steady stuttering in between and shit. Then he finally said, yeah. But here is you saying, the dude saying, well, Envy had nothing to do with this, but you said he owe you some millions.
You just
said that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't contradict your story, my nigga.
Yeah, Envy,
he looking bad.
But he trying to fix it up, you know. Look, he's trying to.
With the wrong street niggas.
He trying to fix it up.
Don't play, say, bitch, you know, Envy, you know I'll slap you, right? Envy, you know I'll slap you, Envy. You know that. Envy said, we can fight. Envy, you know I'll slap you, bitch. You know that.
Yeah,
and come on, man. Like,
Envy
know what it is.
Yeah, and Envy did bring. I guess also he was saying he recorded him, and he didn't know he was being recorded. So Envy was like, you know, that's against the law, right? Like, that's against the law to record somebody when they don't know that they're being recorded.
Yeah,
it's a felony. Did you know that, Danny? No. Maybe it's in just New York.
I wouldn't involve no laws of this street shit, though.
He said, you can't, like, you know, if I wanted to, I could,
no,
you know, then he was kind of hitting that. I can go at you if I really wanted to, because what you're doing is against the law by recording me without me knowing.
He's scared now.
And posting it out there on the internet.
He's
you
scared.
Know? So,
he's scared.
I don't know. That's.
He's scared now.
I don't know.
I ain't want to talk about the laws.
But it's, you know.
What street nigga do that?
Well, apparently they, you know, he said he apologized. They fixed
another choice. He said, thank you, my brother.
Yeah, he said they apologized. NBD apologized to the family. Apologized to the. He
but
said,
if you ain't
you know,
doing it, if you ain't saying, why are you apologizing though?
Because he said he didn't mean. He said he didn't mean to offend them. That's
but
what he said. You know, he said he didn't mean to do it. That's
so
what
you,
he said.
So you know you said it wrong. Like, you know what you said and how you said and how you felt when you said it. Now the pressure on, because now you got this nigga on FaceTime and he ain't playing with you. You know by Gunplay. Nobody, he started out and said, bitch, you know what I do? You know I slap you, right?
Yeah.
Like, straight up. He went straight to the business.
Yeah.
And you see Envy face like, whoa. You fucked up.
On that note, though, I mean, just be talking about that, though. When it comes to, do you feel being guilty by association? Like, I mean, that's when it comes
that's
to
real.
When it comes to real estate situation.
That's real.
Dennis says, you don't know about it. Let me tell you about it. Basically, one of Envy's friends, he does real estate. Apparently, he did some a bad real estate deal, apparently.
They partners now.
DJ Envy's partner.
Right.
I guess he did a bad real estate deal with some other cat that Envy knows. A couple people. But I guess Envy brought this guy to the forefront. Like, yo, I work with this cat, woo-thee-woo. So kind of pushed him out there so
like
people,
he was legit.
Well, yeah, like,
and
he was,
he's not.
You're right. Well,
pretty much.
Well, that's where it's great. I'm guessing he was legit with Envy, and then other people he was doing some crooked stuff. I don't know.
But Envy knew about it. Like,
no, well, Envy said he didn't know. So his homeboy is getting at him like, well, you know. So it's one of those things where I don't know. I was like, well, that's kind of like, I'm sitting back thinking, well, if he did some good to me, but then he goes over and do some bad stuff to somebody else. It's like
when you recommend a friend for a job.
Yeah, when you recommend somebody
in there and they fuck up, you know how they are, but they're cool with you, but they don't mean you know how they
and
are.
Then they get over there and fuck up. You know, like, man, you recommended this cat and now they come over here and mess
up.
Everybody
knows who they're dealing with, really. Yeah, you could be cool with that person, but you can't vouch for somebody and you know they got shady ways.
What if he didn't know they had shady ways, though?
you gotta know something. If that's your business partner and you don't know, then you should have cut ties when you found out, right?
But I don't know. Apparently, he didn't know about his boy's bad.
But you said he knew before he recommended he did. Him out.
I guess him and his, them two had some issues.
Yeah, but then he recommended him out to somebody else.
Well, I don't know about when. All I know is before it went down.
And this is a this is a world you're trying to be in, a professional world that you're trying to be in, and you already see him do something.
No, not I don't. Well, good. I know he said from the interviews that I've seen him do, he didn't know anything about his boy's bad dealings. From the interview I've seen, he didn't know anything about it.
But
he,
you know, okay, I mean? Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. He said he didn't know. So if he didn't know that. You know, he did you wrong.
But why did he do his homework on his
that's
boy?
What, see, that's what NB said. Told the guys, anybody I recommend, you guys still need to do your homework on these cats. If I recommend somebody, whether it be do your banking or housing or whatever, even though I recommend them, it's still your job to do your homework on them.
But he
should have
done.
Recommending these motherfuckers, though?
If he's a part, if that's your
I'm doing
partner,
it because of you.
You should be, he should have.
They're like you recommend sending somebody to me for some beats. And they right. come, and they don't spend our money. They just come.
Right.
You recommended the wrong motherfucker.
They're coming to waste time.
Yeah, pretty much. So him right. him on the other end, like, you know he's dirty, right? But you still recommend it, you know.
No, I don't think
people. He knew, man. The man knew.
I don't know. That's why I can't say
I had to throw that in there. But he know. Don't know, why would you recommend somebody you don't know on the business side?
Yeah.
Why would you fuck with him?
I think he did do business with him, and that's why he was able to.
Yes,
you know, that's my guess. I'm assuming. I don't think he'd recommend him if he didn't do business with him in the past.
Did he do his homework on him, or he's just his friend?
That's just from what I've seen about DJ Envy. From what I've seen, I would think the man was smart enough to do his homework on the cat. You know,
he didn't. He failed.
So I'm thinking he did his homework on the cat. They did their great business deals worked out.
But you know that's how con artists work, right?
You know, and so now
they do right by somebody, and then they get recommended, and then that's when they start doing their shady deals.
That's where we at with it.
So
now.
It falls on Envy though, because he recommended. Like, you know, you still through you. That's why we fucking with him. So we gotta follow him some type of way. He was gonna do that anyway because he's Envy.
Right.
You know.
But that's like to me. But
he
that's
no
like,
normal person. He's celebrity or whatever.
So. Yeah. So they ain't putting it on him, and he's like, dude, I can't. You know. But anyway, yeah. Such a Envy, but it is what it is.
Right now, dude. Yeah.
DJ Envy is actually coming here to Houston, by the way. Father's Day weekend, June 18th. It's going down at NRG Stadium. He's actually having one of his car shows going down here in H-Town. So that should be fun. But here's the latest from my man Slimmy Yoski and Mr. Momo. It's called I'm Trying, right here on Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast. Hang on.
I'm trying to fuck with you, but I gotta know your love is true. There's so much we can do. Catch flights all the way to Honolulu. Let me show you something new. But you gotta be down for this dude. I'm Slimmy Yoski, I keep it true. And let me find out something about you. I'm trying to fuck with you, but I gotta know your love is true. There's so much we can do. Catch flights all the way to Honolulu. Let me show you something new. But you gotta be down for this dude. I'm Slimmy Yoski, I keep it true.
It's a garage party.
She know what it is, she know I'm about the money. When she calls me, she know Slim comes running. Windows up while I be choking on guns. She hold the trap down, she be moving that thunder. Good work, 8-1 coke, make a wonder. Got the hard ball just in case you fumble. Big box, pack balls, huh, no crumbles. I'm at the front door, she passed me the bundles. Blue faces, huh, nothing behind it. This how we do it, we be stacking that money. 24/7, I'm straight up gunning. Walk feeling like, girl, tell me something, something. Is it down to get rich? I need a bad bitch that's never been a snitch. Can you fuck with me? Cause if you can't, then you could be on my team. I'm trying to fuck with you, but I gotta know your love is true. There's so much we can do. Catch flights all the way to Honolulu. Let me show you something new. But you gotta be down for this dude. I'm Slimmy Yoski, I keep it true. And let me find out something about you. I'm trying to fuck with you, but I gotta know your love is true. There's so much we can do. Catch flights all the way to Honolulu. Let me show you something new. But you gotta be down for this dude. I'm Slimmy Yoski, I keep it true. And let me find out something about you.
I'm a Mr. Mumbo, I come straight from the streets. If it never come to it, I'm a motherfucking beast. I can do that on my own, but I wanna win with you. Come and win with the player team, that's what winners do. Then open up the roof and let the smoke blow out. We gon' ride these four tires until they blow out. And every day's a birthday and all the candles blow out. All I know is lights, camera, action, gotta show out. Well, this one thing I need to know about you. Like, if I ever fell off, like, what you gon' do? Did you gon' slide or you leave me chopped and screwed? If that's you, baby girl, then it's not the move. I need to know because I'm out here chasing this guapo. Yeah, we made bands, but we need to get a lot more. I'm a Southwest nigga, 9-7 double block boy. We ain't gon' play with no hearts because they not toys.
I'm trying to fuck with you, but I gotta know your love is true. There's so much we can do. Catch flights all the way to Honolulu. Let me show you something new. But you gotta be down for this dude. I'm Slimmy Yoski, I keep it true. And let me find out something about you.
Podcasting all over the world, it's Marvin's Garage Party.
I don't know. That's why I don't recommend anybody for nothing. Unless I absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, know
that they're gonna do well.
Yeah, yep. Because I don't know. Like, you know, I had a friend recommend a dentist for me. I got to that fucking dentist office, and I was like, motherfucker, what did you see in this? Like, it was horrible. They're trying to get me to finance a fucking teeth. $600 a month or something. I just came in here for cleaning, and they were so shady. And I'm like, this is a good friend who recommended this dentist to me. And I'm like, I can't believe, like, what she just thought the world, the sun set and rose with these people. And then
it was horrible.
I didn't ask anybody else about it. I just found my own. And I was like, oh God, I'm home. Because then I found the correct dentist. But like, right. That's what, like, I can listen to somebody like talk about anything. Because my YouTube is just filled with all different kinds of information. Because I'm just interested in a lot of stuff. And I take his stuff, but I will go, if somebody's saying something about something, especially when it comes to your health or whatever, I'm that type of person, I'm going to go do research on it. I'm going to do my own research, even though they said it and it sounds good or whatever. They recommend this person to do this or that. I'm still going to go research that just so I know. And then so if I want to tell somebody about it, I say, well, I've done my own research on it, too. So at least I know this is what.
Yeah, like the EMF, like me and him last night with our conversation with the EMF. Same shit. I did my research. You didn't. You failed. My brother, you failed.
Yeah, no, because all he heard was $5. $5. That's all he heard is $5.
You failed, my brother.
Guarantee. $5.
Yeah, that is what I heard.
This is the $5 value meal, guys.
His ears went up. $5?
$5?
What? This can't be real. It's not.
Well, I mean,
it's 90, 10.
What else going on in Houston, guys? Anything else? Besides that, anything else? Anything else going on, Danny? Oh, yeah, Danny, you need to touch on Target. That's what it was.
Target.
Yeah, Danny said the LGBT. Target section has been moved to the back.
Well, Target.
Oh, that's good.
Target's lost $9 billion.
I'm moving it.
But no, before they moved it, by launching that or whatever.
Yeah, move that shit to the back.
See, here's my
thing. Some Targets have put it in the back.
I didn't even realize they had a such thing as a LGBT community section for kids.
Why does it have to be a LGBTQ section though? Why can't they just bring the stuff in? Like, why does it have to be
so they know
what the problem is? Is that it's kids' clothing, bathing suits that have extra room so you can tuck. What does a child need to know about that?
What do you mean tuck?
Yeah,
so you can tuck.
Oh my God, let's change the topic. You know me. Y'all know me. Y'all are wrong.
Why won't they just buy a girl's bikini?
It has extra room so you can tuck. So your So your little boy wants to wear a bathing suit. He can tuck it now because he's got a little pouch. But like the daddy
Let me ask you something.
I've never heard of this, daddy.
I'm not making this shit up.
Danny, how would a little boy even must know team must pick that out unless the parents is training him, teaching him
that? Everybody's argument. But see, you know what? The thing about it is they had already released transgender books in Target about a month before. That didn't get blown out of proportion. Like, everybody's upset about it because it came in. It's there. If you want the information, it's there for the parent to buy it for the kid, right? It's there if they want that information. This was like, almost like after the Budweiser thing. It's like, in your face, it's not protecting the kids, first of all, because it's geared towards kids.
Wow.
Then it's like, why is a kid having to deal with that in the first place? Like, that, to me, that's like, I don't care about the LGBT part of it, but it's the transgender part of it that's a little confusing for a kid. Now, if you had a transgender section, just you have transgender, you're making transgender clothing, right, a friendly clothing for those who are transgender. Why couldn't you just bring it in? And why does it have to be such a big deal? But I think the big deal about this is because they geared it towards children. Once again, they are attacking children. They are not protecting children.
Gotcha. I didn't even know this existed until Danny brought it to my attention. Had no idea there was
even a such thing. Well, I mean, you're coming off all these, and then so it goes into like all these woke decisions that people are making, and it just seems like the people that are getting the raw deal of it are the kids. It's like they're gearing it towards kids, and it's like,
yeah, what is why?
Like,
yeah.
Why does my little 5-year-old need to know about that right now?
Right. I don't know. Slimmy looks very disappointed about the situation. He said he didn't even talk about it. That's how disgusted he is with it. So we will change the subject, Slimmy. I don't blame it. Because I have nothing nice to say about the situation.
Well, what about...
I'm back.
What about Hollywood now and all the stipulations they have to do to make a movie?
I mean, it's always been around.
No, it's now... It's pretty bad.
I mean, I ain't surprised. This world is bad.
Well, that's why everybody got podcasts now. We can do what we want, say what we want on how we feel about things.
And y'all can reply and say what you want and how you feel about things.
And so, yeah.
I'm cool with it. Send the slugs. I know I'm going to get them. That's just what it is, though. Anyways, though. What's next? I had to put my mic down, earphones, everything.
Well, also about the Target thing, I think it's too because the guy who, the designer, he is a Satanist. He worships Satan.
That's
too.
Even worse. See, yeah. Yeah, see, that's, yeah, okay. Yeah, we won't even go there. We'll just let that ride itself out.
Yeah, I better change the subject.
We'll let that ride itself out, you know. But I think, speaking of that, though, I mean, there is a certain age you do need to talk to your kids about sex. So I'd say, you know.
But I thought,
yeah, but like but, that guy who said, he said, I wasn't ready to talk to my daughter yet. She's 9 years old. I wasn't ready.
You know, it's not even, I mean, for me, like even now, my son on his phone, I don't have no restrictions on it. And I was kind of iffy about that. Like, should I or should I not? Because I gave it to him last year.
You didn't do it. I mean, why would you do it now?
I'm not. But a lot of parents, they're bringing that up now. Should you have restrictions on
your You know
your
how your
phone?
Son is, though, right? You know he's a good kid. Exactly. We all know that. Right. So no need for that.
So part of me was thinking, am I doing... At first, I was questioning myself. Yeah. Am I doing the right thing by letting him have all this access to...
Yeah, I let mine have it.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
And... Because
you know your son. You know your kid.
Right.
You
right.
know when something seems off. Like, you know... The fuck, you watching too much phone, like, you know.
So
as long as it don't fuck them up mentally, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah,
but
because you gonna watch it anyways.
The whole thing about the phone, like, because there are parents that don't allow their kids to have a phone, but then most of the world kids do have phones now. Yeah. Like, everybody has a phone in school. I think it's your call. You're the parent, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that's where spending time with your kids exactly, comes in. Right. You so know your if kid. Your kid is just always left alone to govern themselves, they don't have any. They don't have any borders around them. Yeah, they can do. A kid exploring it, like if I had a kid, I mean, I would want them to see stuff, but I would want them to feel comfortable coming and talking to me about, like, well, why is this, you know? But I think that is spending time with your kids outside
quality time
of their socialism, their social with their friends,
right,
with school. With them being on the internet or playing video, whatever it is they do in their free time, you still investing that time in your kid, talking to them, you know, and if they letting them ask questions,
yeah,
letting kids be curious, letting even kids if they be don't want to
talk, put some pressure on, start a conversation some kind of way or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got to get in their head.
Yeah,
I was good at that.
Yeah,
but every parent, because I have friends who couldn't do shit. Like when we're like, they couldn't go nowhere. It's like, I had a friend, like, we always had to go over there of her house. And it's just like.
So for your parents, they.
Parents were not.
Did they talk to you about sex? Who was it, your mom or your dad?
No, I don't remember having that conversation. Because we learned, we got that in, you know, in
garage party.
In church. So, like.
You learned sex in church?
Well, you learn about different aspects of it, like through the Bible, like no premarital sex, kind of that type of stuff. But when you're with your friends and stuff, and like if I had a question about it, I could talk to my parents. But I have older sisters as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I don't know. I guess I always just feel like how I grew up is just like. We just grew up. I think our generation is just a better generation, how we grew up, because we got that old school, but we got going into the new, and it just, I don't know. It just seemed like much more simpler times. You know, even when I was in school, we had girls who were pregnant, you know, in high school.
Yeah, I know. So where was your son asking him? I thought he was going to come by and, you know. I was
gonna ask him. Playing a game.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna ask him about that. Yeah. You know.
He
about those panties. You know.
In a session.
I was gonna ask him about.
I forgot to write.
I was gonna ask him about those panties. Did he want to? You know.
They still hanging up. All four. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
Oh, hey.
They still on the wall. Purple, blue, black.
Ooh, she got blue.
As a man, you know, and as a male father, I know.
Yeah,
we're just.
I ain't know no. Look, man, I have a son. My son is my genes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised. I told him that. I wasn't surprised. I was like, damn, Pook, I'm finding your girl panties in my clothes. I'm washing clothes. You not here. And I'm asking your mama, I know these ain't yours. Who panties are these? You feel me? So shit. Yeah.
Can we not say that word?
What, panties?
Yes.
What's wrong with panties?
But G-strings.
I can't stand that
word. Well, they were panties? G-strings. They weren't panties. They were G-strings.
Underwear. Can we say draws, underwear, something?
You don't like the word panties?
I like granny draws.
She said da-da-da-da.
Oh. I just don't like that word. That just does not roll off the tongue well.
Panties.
Yeah.
Granny draws.
It just, no. I just don't like that word.
She out in the granny draws.
I have never liked that word.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why, Danny. Yeah. I don't know.
Some go like Eve, be naked then.
Yeah.
I just don't like that word.
Well, sorry.
I just think they need to call it something else.
What?
I mean, there are other names, but they come up with another name.
Garage party.
Underwear.
Yes, underwear. That's what I said.
Women's underwear. Women's underwear.
Undergarments.
Thanks again for hanging outside Marvin's Garage Party.
We appreciate y'all.
Radio podcast.
Coming to conclusion.
You know, I want to give some shouts out on my Instagram. So follow us on Instagram, please.
Please.
You know. Who's on here? My man Chris. Obviously, shout out to Chris for listening.
Chris.
Yeah, I got Miss Sweet Pea.
Miss Sweet Pea, what's up?
What's up, Miss Sweet Pea? Thank you very much for listening. And Cursed Curves 32.
Curves.
Miss Kate. What it do? Miss Candy.
What it do, Miss Candy?
You know, what's up, Candy?
Appreciate I got it. Candy.
Thank you for checking us out. Who else on here?
Bill and
my man KG's on there.
KG, what it do, man?
Shout out to KG. You know, our friend Cat. You know, Cat.
Cat.
Catwoods.
Catwood.
Cat, you know.
Oh, Cat.
Yeah, Cat. Hey, Cat, remember Slim Yowski?
What's up, Cat?
What's up, Cat?
All right, who else we got here? Atlanta, Genya, underscore one. What up? Of course, the Nutstash. OKC9, what's up? Thanks for following us. Michelle Ramirez, thanks for the follow. Shouts out to Parker underscore two underscore Cabantre. Thanks for the follows. And who else we got here? Marlon underscore Navab. What up? Who else is on here? CAC 1987. I don't know who you are. CAC 1987. See, hey, following us, you know? Leslie, thank you.
Follow Slimmy underscore Guac.
Keisha, thank you for following us.
Already.
Shout out to all the people who've been following us on Instagram. So, you know, I want to, and here's the thing. I'm learning, Slim threw something in my ear about Instagram. He's telling me, Marvin, you can't follow everybody.
Yeah, don't do it.
And I'm like, okay, so how do we push the show?
Do you know the people you follow?
No, I have no idea.
All right, so why are you following?
I don't know. They're following us.
You have a podcast.
I mean,
it's growing. You want to show where it's growing, not where you got more.
I learned that a long time ago.
So how do we do that?
Because that's why I got off Facebook.
Right. But I mean, like,
because you let one person in and they people come in, they don't even know who they following in, and they coming in, and it's like,
what's the Instagram etiquette thing, guys? Let me feel me.
Usually, if you're
what do we do here?
Go to like,
you just want to make sure that, I guess, like, if someone's gonna be affiliated with you. You know,
they're affiliated with you, like, you know them.
Like, you don't want, like,
people, I mean, following the show. I mean, so just because they follow me, don't mean I have to follow them, correct?
Yeah, nah, okay. I don't follow everybody that follows me.
Okay, I'm just wondering, because, like, I appreciate them following us, you know? Right, so that's kind of my way of saying.
You're building a fan base, man.
Yeah, so for
you can't have more people you following, more people that's following you. That's not building a fan base.
I agree.
You're going more following than you got followers.
I agree.
The fuck you doing?
So that's
what, delete all them people you following.
You can't be snooty now.
It ain't being snooty. It's called business. I'm building my fan base. This is a business.
Yeah, so you would have that, like,
it's
your
business.
Like your personal people. But see, your personal people are also following you on the Garage Party, right?
That's the one I'm talking about. That page. That's the one. I'm like, those people who are locking that page. Like,
what that mean? You know them?
No, I don't.
Why the fuck you following?
That's where I'm stuck.
I'm not gonna if I don't know you, I'm not gonna follow you. If you tap in DM, we build a relationship, later I might follow you.
Okay.
But yeah, start off, I'm not gonna follow you. You might only have
Instagram off of private.
Right.
I started getting, like, these people will start following me, but then I'll look and I'm like, I don't know
exactly
them. So I don't know what they're about. And then, like, you have a lot of times people are trying to sell shit. And it's like
scammers, spamming.
Spam, you know, all that type of stuff. So I just kind of like, I don't know, like, if it kind of looks shady or whatever.
Just don't follow.
If somebody I know follows me, I usually follow them back, you know, but. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out the Instagram.
All the people you follow, go work on it, my boy. You're gonna
be. And I do click on some people, but it's like I'm trying to figure out. Okay, like.
But your business one, I guess you don't want. It should like have it to where your feed isn't bombarded with all this stuff.
Right. That's kind of
like your personal one. Yes, that's different.
I understand
like
now.
You know, that one.
Right.
But like your business one, if you follow so many people, then your feed is going to be bombarded with, like, I feel like if you're a business, you should be following like-minded people. You should be following people who like things that.
Well, I do. But
that
I'm just
you
saying.
Fuck with, and that's beneficiary.
Like, maybe if you're sponsored or something,
yeah,
you follow those companies or something.
But they gotta be following me though.
You always want to make sure that it's benefiting your company.
And they gotta have a lot of followers.
Now your personal, that's different, you know.
Well, yeah. All right. So for those of you who have been following me, and I'm not following you
thank
back.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. We just had a garage party meeting, and sorry, I can't follow you back. They told me I can't do it.
I mean, y'all know what I mean.
They told me I can't
do it. Hey, man, that page is a what? Business page,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so it's just business.
Right. Okay.
It's just business.
Okay.
Not personal.
I just wanted to know how
you think Rick Ross following 1,000 people? Do you think bigger people like with big names is following 1,000 people? Hell no. Probably got zero. Like Gucci Mane only got one person. That's his wife. And he got over 1 million some fucking followers. Look it up.
Oh, I believe you.
I'm just saying though, like, why the fuck you gonna follow somebody you don't know or don't affiliate? Gucci Mane almost follow his fucking artist. I'm just saying.
There you go.
Yeah, like,
if I don't know you,
yeah,
I ain't gonna follow you. Sorry.
We can build a relationship.
Please follow us and thank
Let's
you for
build
listening.
A relationship mm-hmm. and get to know each other. Then I might follow you.
Right.
You know, I just can't just fuck with you. I don't move like that. Only fuck with a few. But what I like following 10,000 people, I don't know none of you. In the world, only fuck with a few people. That's backwards. Yeah. I gotta keep it even.
Yeah, because the people like, that those really big Instagram people, they don't follow
Hell
you back.
No. Okay. For what?
I got you.
Everybody, you follow them because that's their business. That's what they do.
I got one person that follow me. She big. Cheryl Underwood on Twitter. She follows me.
Oh, okay.
I got one person. And that was before you had to pay $10 for the blue chip or whatever, the blue star. She been following me.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cheryl Underwood.
For real.
Thanks for,
real.
Supporting my man, Slimmy
Oski. Yeah, she been following me for a long time on Twitter.
I think I have a Garage Party Twitter account.
Where might I see that? And I'm going to show you.
I think I do. Yeah, no, I think I do. And I link
I never did Twitter.
You know.
See, that's my problem. I don't be on Twitter a lot.
I'm not a big social media person. I mean, even when Facebook came out,
right.
Somebody created my Facebook page. My friend did my Facebook page.
Really?
And to this day, I mean, it's still up attached to my phone and stuff, but I don't post on it. I don't do anything. Or like Instagram really is the one I'll check. And every now and then when I get some kind of message through Facebook about right. something, I might go on and make a comment, but usually I'm not on Facebook. Oh, and...
Damn, shut up.
I never did TikTok, and I never done Twitter. TikTok,
but yeah, and no, so that's the whole thing. Even with you're kind of like we're on the same page with. The
but internet. Like,
it's always weird. All three of us are like that, really. When you think about
it. But I like Instagram because it's just like if I feel like it, I'll just post something, and it's quick. If it's something's on my mind, and I don't have a lot of followers, right. And I like that. Like it's not
neither do we yet.
Like,
but we're getting there.
It's not about that. I think it's just like basically like a diary for myself. You know, it's like a catch something in a moment in time or what I was thinking. I can always go back to like, oh, like look at that or look what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, type it there. Like if anybody likes it or whatever, I really don't care. You know. I do like the fact that it connects you to people that you don't get to see every day, like,
right.
you know, your friends and stuff that you went to school with, you know, lives have just made jobs and children and, you know, being married or, you know, moving across country, wherever your lives have been separated, but you get to still stay in touch and kind of get a glimpse of what's going on with people. I like that aspect of it. But I've never been a person that is always on a social media platform.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Like, I can't. Like, it's just...
And I do it for the show. Primary. That's the main reason.
Yeah, like, you know, if that's your business, yeah, I get
that's
it.
That's primarily why I do it. Besides that, I need to get better at it, but that's it. Other than that...
But, like, even, like, just, like, finding stuff out, like... I'm always the last to know about everything. I'm like, really? What? Like, that happened? It's like, I don't know. It's like at work, with the guys at work. Man, I don't never know nothing. Some could have been going right beside
well,
Dad,
you
me.
Don't even watch you don't even watch the news then.
I don't watch it.
You should barely watch TV. So for you to really, you know, stuff.
Like, I have no idea what goes on. I rely on certain people at work to give me the scoop. And one of them don't work there no more.
And then there's me.
Angela, she had all the ear hustle in the world. That girl, like, I'd be like, how you know this?
Oh, I rely on Slimmy for a lot of things when it comes to the social media, right?
I be tuned in sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of the stuff. That's what I'm like, man, how do you do this? How do you do that? So, but for the most part, I'm getting the hang of it slowly, you know? And thanks again for the guys who've been listening. The show is growing, so...
I always told you it was going to grow, you know, my boy.
So it's growing. So you, all man. The new people, all the different platforms, thanks for tuning in. Man.
We on the yacht. Man, y'all don't see the vision yet. We on the yacht. And, somebody was saying we wasn't on the yacht, but I be damn, we on the yacht. We done jumped from a motherfucking kayak. We went from a kayak to a tugboat, and now we on a motherfucking yacht. Straight up.
We're floating along.
Yeah, nah, we ain't floating, my boy. We on a yacht. We cruising. At a good speed.
And people are getting behind
at us. At a good speed.
We on the banana boat.
No, we not.
And it's happening. No, it's not. Going down. No. Tell a friend.
We ain't got no fruit, no fruits, nothing fruity on this yacht. Shit. Don't say that.
It's not literal.
We ain't got no room on this yacht. We on
the boat. Speaking of boats, you guys went fishing the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, we went yesterday.
What'd you catch?
We got Jockey. Broke off. We lost a lot of big shit.
You broke
a big fish on the line, and the bitch break your fucking line. We got
what big fish? Bass?
We ain't bring the bitch out. We was in the salt water, free port. We in the jetties where it's going down. We pulled up, number of fish jumping. Lord have mercy.
So y'all had a good time then?
We always have a good time. We see how my bro got his head.
What happened though? What happened, y'all?
They ain't bring their dinner home. We ain't bring nothing back, man.
But I don't understand. How y'all not bring nothing back?
The Warriors did not bring back the fish for the village.
Y'all got to take y'all fishing license away, man. How you going to have fishes hopping out the water and y'all still can't catch them?
Nah.
What's going on?
Y'all didn't at least get some crab.
We caught some bulls. We caught shit, but it just wasn't, but we won't. Like. But anyways, if we would have been on a kayak, on the boat where that one dude was at, oh my God. The fish is right there in the channel, in the deep part.
Why not go over there?
How are you going to get the fuck out there?
You don't have a boat.
Oh, in the fish channel way out there. Oh.
If we would have bought the kayaks, we would have been good. See.
You need to get a little boat.
He got them.
What happened?
Two of them. Kayaks.
What happened?
We just didn't bring the kayaks.
No, but I mean a little speedboat, them small
fuck
ones.
Fuck that. We got the kayak. Fuck the boat. The kayak is the truth.
How can you fish in a kayak?
Shit. Yeah.
Huh?
It's like tight though. You in a kayak in that little hole.
Mm. Oh. He's got a big kayak. Yeah. I guess it fits big
more
enough.
Like a bicycle. You just pedal that bitch. It's live though. Like
So where was that? Where'd y'all go to fishing at?
Freeport. Freeport jetties. It's back by home. Right.
For those of you who are listening across the world, if you ever come to H-Town, I guess that's a good spot to go get some fish.
Nah. No? They want to know, just come tap in with us, and we'll take them on a tour guide for a small fee.
Not Matagorda, my hometown.
Like I say, all they got to do is tap into us and link them up with Slimmy Oski, and I'll get my big bro out of Oski, and we'll come up with a fee.
Y'all ever go fishing at Brazos Bend?
We be everywhere. We do freshwater and salt.
Yes.
We'd be all back in the back. We'd be everywhere.
What about the lakes of 610?
Bro.
We do that too.
He from the island, so yeah, you ain't gonna miss him.
Yeah.
That's still over there? Yeah. It's all lakes of 610. You go back in there. It's
so,
like.
So how long were you guys out there for?
We'd be out there.
Y'all didn't catch nothing?
We caught some shit.
Oh, you did catch some shit.
Y'all ever go to Galveston?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No?
Galveston, Texas City.
One of these days, I'm going to get up and go with you guys.
Go with us.
One of these days.
You can have a good time with us.
We used to go fishing all the time. My dad fishes.
We be out there, though. Don't start crying and bitching about.
You're not leaving.
I'm ready to go. It's hot. Nigga, we ain't going nowhere.
You stay out there.
If them hoes bite, we post it. And bro gonna be like,
man, Slim, all right, bro, it's time to go.
Y'all good? I'm good. See, I'm throwing out again, so we going about a whole another hour or two. That's all I gotta say. We got a whole another hour or two to go.
Crabbing, we go crabbing too. While my dad's fishing, we go crabbing.
They out there.
We'll do it.
But I don't want the crab. I want the fish. We caught some big shit. We caught shit longer than this table, my boy. Got pictures. Don't trip. Got proof. That's why we were so upset, because we go catch.
And y'all came back with nothing this time.
You keep saying nothing, my boy. Don't stop saying nothing. We count something. We just didn't want the shit. We threw the shit back.
You threw it back. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want the shit. We don't count them as catches.
I got a picture of me when I was 8. I caught the biggest catch of the day. All the guys, my dad, when I went with his friends, I had this big ass catfish I caught. It was the same size as me.
I bet. They get big. Yeah, they get big.
Like, I was the only one that brought some home.
We're going to throw you in the water so we can catch you. If you're going to catch on to the hood.
Say how we do.
That water rough out there, my boy. You ain't coming back.
Is it warm? Is it raining right now?
Yeah. Them sharks out there, dolphins, everything out there. He caught a dolphin last week.
You caught a dolphin? What is going on, man?
Would you ever do that thing like when they do swimming with the sharks, like when you go down in the cage?
He might.
Yeah, I'd do it. I love the water. I would do it. Now, as long as I got the cage surrounding me and
so you're getting, so you're getting kayak. You're getting kayak with alligators.
No, I won't do that.
Right, so you ain't gonna do it.
No, I won't get it. Yeah, well, there's a difference. There's a big difference. Get it.
He'll do it. He be out there with alligators
and
kayak.
You should take him to Brazos.
I leave. He go out there further.
Oh no.
Yeah, real shit. You talking about a fucking alligator? That bitch, a fucking alligator. The fuck. That man crazy, on. Man.
Yeah, I ain't getting it.
That's my big bro, but he crazy, though. That nigga be out there with them alligators, not trippy. He say, for real.
Yeah, my
it's
dad,
not a joke. This is real shit.
My dad used to mess with them when we go to Brazos Bend. I'm like, do not, because they come under the pier and like they're fucking bumping the pier. I'm like.
But it'd only be 20 feet for like 3 feet.
Good fuck. And it's in the water.
Nah, man.
It's in the water.
I don't know, Al.
You know what's in the water?
You can just drop down.
Do you know what's in the water?
Apparently alligators are in the water.
Do you know what's in the water while you're doing all this? And what else? And some oceans we probably don't know about, right?
They got eels out there?
Yeah, I caught all kind of eels the other day.
Bro,
well, crazy. I mean, if you can swim, it's fine.
It's not fine. it's not fine. You're in the ocean. You're not in the fucking river or canal. You're in the ocean, in the Gulf
but
of Mexico.
Saying,
that's not fine.
If you're out there, if you're brave enough to go out there, obviously you know.
Brave
how to
is
swim.
Not the word. It's another word we got to use.
Yeah, what? Crazy?
I'm telling you, man. He do stuff.
I just don't. I've never had a problem getting in the water, but I just, if something swims by my leg now at this age,
like a seaweed or something, grab onto your ankles.
I'm not good. But as a kid, man, we were always in a lake or in the ocean, like no problem. But now, no, my fear factor is lower. Like I just can't. Like no.
You can't tell.
Yeah, man.
You can't tell.
Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. I mean, nah.
I be nervous sometimes. I be like, bro. I mean, I'm telling you, bring your crazy ass back in. There's alligators out there. Why is you going the fuck further? Why you going further out there? Yeah, I can't save you. It's gonna take Jesus. It's gonna take Jesus. I'm being honest. Like, what can I do? I'm not gonna jump in the. I'm not fucking with that alligator.
I think I'd rather be in the water with a shark.
I need you to come back, my boy, because. I'm gonna be fucked up mentally.
You just make sure, like, make sure you had the keys and everything.
I don't want none of that shit.
I'm talking about the keys to the car to get home.
Fuck that! I can't go home. He got the gator.
I'm saying that's what makes.
Change
the
subject. So we might not go to water. He might not go to the water like that with me no more.
Would
right
you
now,
be?
Bro.
Would you rather be worried in about the water surrounded by sharks or surrounded by gators?
Nothing. Nothing.
I'd rather be in the water surrounded by sharks
Why?
Than gators.
Garage party.
The shark
gators
eat you
are
quicker.
More likely to
eat you faster.
To pull you down.
Eat you faster.
Gators.
Gator gonna pull you down to and turn you and dip in.
You gonna rumble. You gonna rumble with a gator.
I don't want to feel none of it. I can't be the alligator. I can't be the shark.
But a shark, if they gonna kill you, most of the time they swim by you a lot. They swim by you.
Don't taunt me.
But if they gonna kill you, I mean, you just going into that big. But I still feel like if you got any kind of speed swimming, you can almost get away from a shark.
No, you're not.
A gator, you cannot on water or land. Right. A gator can outrun you on land.
You're not gonna get away from in the water.
With Al, I would take the keys.
You
see
how fast some hippos move?
I would take the keys to the car first. I know.
No. A hippopotamus move fast in the water, man.
I ain't seen that. Anyway.
It is.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, guys, for hanging out with us today on the show. Chilling. Send me anything else you want to talk about?
We need to do a get-together at a bowling alley or something. Invite some fans to come out, kick it with us and shit.
Yeah.
Just free of charge. Just show up. We appreciate y'all's support. I might throw in a couple of dollars.
Yes, we'll definitely announce that. If you're here in Houston, you know what I mean? We'll have a little bowling thing. Go come hang out with us, you know?
Come fuck with us.
We'll see what's up, you know? Because Danny loves to meet people who, you know, she's giving that mean look. She's just, she's always getting nervous about the show, though. That's why.
Get him, Danny.
It's crazy people.
She's nervous about meeting people outside the show.
Danny, get him.
No. That's not even what it is. I said crazy people.
Well, you're not gonna know.
That is why you don't put your business, your personal business out there.
We tell them to come to
people
the,
think that they know you and they don't.
But they tell them to come to the bowling alley. I mean,
and that
only a few. We're gonna send out special invites.
Okay, there we
go. Yeah, you know, DM a couple of them.
Thinking of that, Spotify has we have a subscription now. I haven't done it yet.
The podcast?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I haven't set it up. Yeah. But if we wanted to, because we don't have anything to give away yet, you know, so we don't have any paraphernalia. We don't have any, you know, I mean, I want to get some buttons and hats, but Spotify has set my account up to now. We can take
merchandise.
Subscriptions and merchandise.
Yeah. I got somebody to make a t-shirt.
Or you guys can subscribe to the show for. Well, I think it's a minimum like $3, I think it is. $3, $5, $10, whatever. You can't subscribe whenever we decide to set it up. But
but
when you subscribe, I want to be able to send you guys something, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe a
we get some shirts made up.
Slim Yoski CD, maybe, you know what I mean? Got some CDs maybe,
We got digital download.
Go spend that dollar. I don't know.
Go spend that
dollar. I don't know what we give away. But if they're paying his money, Slim, you know.
We'll get some t-shirts, man.
You know,
I got a homeboy. Momo make t-shirts. Mr. Ace now.
So you guys, once you donate, then we'll send you
something. We'll get some shirts, man.
We got to send you something. I just don't want to
T-shirts.
Don't want to ask you guys to subscribe and don't give you guys something special, you know. Yeah. So that's why we haven't set it up.
So it's on delay right now until we get t-shirts.
T-shirts, hat, buttons, pins, things
coffee
like that.
Coffee mugs.
You know, coffee mugs. You know. On that note, you didn't give us a meal plan today. Didn't give us a meal plan today.
We let her make it.
I haven't been... I've just been real basic. So.
Actually, you know what? Real quick, you did tell me some good news today about the grocery store. What was it?
I went to Walmart this morning, and I got an 18-count egg for $1.84.
Yeah. Eggs are going down. Danny was very excited about that.
I can't believe that.
And I was like, wait a minute, why the fuck didn't I buy more than one?
Exactly.
Right.
Why'd you buy two of
them? $1.84.
It was $1.84, and I was like, really? 18 count for $1.84?
I got to go up and down.
Because at HEB, they're like almost $3. It's like $2.72.
Yeah.
And that's a dozen. That's not even 18.
Now, see, right, I don't know about I don't know. Do they expire? I don't know. I don't know what eggs. I don't know. Do they have expiration date on eggs? Do they?
I mean, they'll get bad, but I mean,
do they have an expiration date on eggs?
I don't know.
Huh?
Yeah. I want to ask him a question about that. I'm glad you said that. Look. So, you ever thought about why when you go to the grocery store like Walmart, HEB, or whatever, the eggs be white, right? But if you have your own hens, right? What color are the eggs?
Brown.
Brown, blue. It's not.
Well, if you got those
green
hens, you have to have those certain hens that lay those blue eggs.
I understand, but white eggs, though?
There are. I mean, because those chickens are, like he said, you have your different grades of eggs. Now, there's people that are going to sit there and pay $10 for a fucking pack of eggs because they want, like, organic, they want brown, they want
the grass-fed
egg. Right. Okay, I feel you. More power to you if you live life like that, but some people just can't do the $10 pack of eggs, or they're like, it's not that serious for them, so they just buy a regular pack of eggs. But like my mom's friend who had a farm in Tyler, Texas, mm-hmm. every time they came down, she brought my mom eggs, mm-hmm. and they had those mm-hmm. hens that laid mm-hmm. the green, mm-hmm. the blue.
Those
the
good eggs.
The spot. Yeah, and the difference is because when you get those eggs, when you crack those eggs, oh my God, the yolk is gold. It's like gold.
If it's a bad one, that bitch stink.
And these store-bought eggs, they're like, they have no coloring to them or whatever.
Yeah, they're just either white or brown.
So something's wrong, my brother. Something wrong, my brother. Why is this organic egg like this in this store? She looking like this. What's going on? What the chemicals? Like, something not right. See, that's the picture I'm trying to paint.
Don't they inject them with some shit?
Okay, who want...
Don't they inject the chickens in hens?
Well, that's because that's why you want to look way? For eggs that don't have the certain stuff in them.
Steroids yeah. and all that type of shit.
But it's gonna... I said, look, whatever ain't killing you, then continue. If you let somebody tell you what you should and should not eat and what you should do or whatever, if you can afford that lifestyle, then go ahead and afford that lifestyle. If you want to go ahead and say, okay, well, I have to make it this way. I have to get this thing. So I got to cut something else out because you can't. But if you can't afford it, just buy food, buy whole food, eggs, rice, beef, whatever. Whole food is better than buying the junk food, right? With yeah. all the chemicals processed. Anything you eat can kill you. Anything.
Yeah. Too much.
Overconsumption is going to make you fat, right? Overconsumption, not exercising enough, whatever, is going to make you fat. Don't fall into that whole organic, whole natural, that all sounds beautiful. But if that is not your budget, guess what?
That ain't
you
it.
You know, that's not your butt. Buying some shitty eggs is better than buying some shitty Fritos and some cheesecake because you can't make a decision, right? Like,
And $1.84, you can't beat. Can't beat that, then. Especially for what, 18?
Now, when I do get a deal on some eggs, some brown eggs, or when I do make a choice to buy some brown eggs, I buy brown eggs because... Also, like I know, it's just the brown eggs seem to crack better than the white ones. They just crack better in general.
Yeah, that's my question. That can you really taste the difference in the taste?
Yeah, once you have natural eggs from somebody who has a farm, like I've had not. I mean, every time she come, like I want those eggs because they're so good. But it's like. If that's not your option, like...
You ain't missing it. Yeah. Because right? I wouldn't know the difference. Because they say some are fluffier,
But see, a lot of the... chickens, that would be different, like meat. But like, you know how people freak out about like produce that's organic? Because they say the chemicals and all that stuff or whatever. But you know, those organic farms are right next to the conventional farms. And it's like, some people don't believe in organic because it's like what was the joke they used to say? Because
they're sharing the same land.
The rain falls and the wind blows. So soil is mixing with soil. Some of those organic farms are right next to the conventional farms. So it's like, that's why they had that list way back when. It was called the Dirty Dozen of what you should, if you want to go the organic route, what you should spend your money on organic wise. This is my point. If that is not your budget, like,
just stick to the regulars. Don't go be fooled by what the media is telling you about the organics.
There is truth behind it, but I'm saying, like, if you're not unhealthy, if it's not giving you some kind of disease, if you are not
keep eating,
then don't act like, until you can get to that point, don't try to break, you know, go in broke because you're trying to
eat healthy eat like quote, this quote,
but,
unquote.
but you're still jamming yourself with other bad shit. That's where it doesn't make sense. Like, you're going to buy $10 A's, but then you're going to buy crappy other stuff, you know, or whatever. Like, it's like, and then, yeah, it's good for you, but some people are not going to be, I'm like.
I'm going to eat the eggs as long as they don't sell. How about that? $1.84.
Right now, that's how I feel. Like, I'm just like, whatever. Give me an egg, whatever. As long as when I crack it open, it doesn't smell. It doesn't, like. It has some coloring to it. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Sammy.
It's been good talking now. Yeah. Time to close the garage. It's raining the flies out. Brains. They ain't talking about the goddamn eggs. Nigga got, excuse my French, black man got hungry.
He wants the eggs out.
oh,
Garage Party.
I just need some candy. Get a little candy, man. I'll be all right. Oh, got the munchies, really.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I ain't smoking no flower.
Yeah. Anyway.
I know. That way. Let's go that way.
Anything new coming out, Slimmy Elsky? You know, any other new songs?
Yeah, I'm working on some. I was doing some earlier. What is it? I'm still working on it.
Alright.
Hook verse does. Gotta, you know, do some other shit.
Alright. Cool deal.
Got some other shit dropping, man.
Alright.
I'm looking for me a young artist, a young talented, hungry artist.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
How can they reach you?
We talking now.
Oh. I'm Marvin's Garage Party. You looking at me? Are you looking at me?
This I can get at me. I mean, shit. Like I say, Slimmy Elsky ain't hard to find. I'm the only Slimmy Elsky out there, so you know.
Slimmy Elsky?
Yeah.
What's going on, Marvin's Garage Party? What is the email? 713@gmail.com. That's our email, you know?
Yeah.
Feel free to email me if you have any questions about the show. You want us to help to promote a show or help her promote whatever you got going on.
I want to send some money.
You know what I mean? If you want a Cash App, we can.
Zelle. Cash App do taxes now. Zelle.
Did we just tell the people what we're waiting on for that? That's what
I got Zelle. We can use my Zelle for now.
Well, if you want.
We can run to my Zelle. I'll pick everybody off. Even you know what's coming because they got to get that shoe. So you know what's coming. The Zelle Guac.
Just keep listening to the show.
And Zelle Guac. We talk later. When y'all ready to Zelle, we'll talk. Shit, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, we need sponsorships and people that want to be partnerships. We want to drop some bag. Drop the bag. Just get that guac.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get that guac.
You got to get nobody but guac. So you got to get that DJ Sunday. Get
at me.
You got to get him.
Why not? Then, you know, get at me. Why not?
He gonna turn the plug up and we're going to, you know, do what we do. And everybody will get broke up right. Yeah.
Right.
I'm the coast of the coast of the host. No, I'm the host of the. I'm the co-host of the host. Yeah. Because I'm the third co-host.
Let me go here.
Second co-host.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Doing a very good job.
I appreciate it. I try to do my damnness. You know, my damnness.
You do it awesome.
Try to do good.
We're just the talent.
Yeah, we're just a talent.
That's it.
No need to search.
I'm looking for my cities here real quick. All the new cities that just jumped on, by the way.
Yeah, everybody.
Locations. There it is.
Everybody.
Long Beach, California. You know, Tomball, Texas. What up?
Tomball. There it is.
Tomball.
Appreciate that.
I don't know what's up in Tomball.
Tomball.
Shout out to Fontana, California.
You
know, Colorado. Loveland, Colorado. So for those of you who are listening in Loveland, good luck on the basketball game. Never heard of Loveland, but thank you.
West.
Back to the West. Richmond, Texas. New York, Jordan, Pasadena.
Fort Bend, what it do? Double
Fort
R.
Bend.
Richmond, Rosenberg.
Rosenberg, Tomball. And what else? That's it. Those are all the cities so far that hooked us up today. And then out of the country, Canada, 5 downloads from out of Canada. Thank
Canada.
You. 2 from Spain.
Spain.
2 from Germany.
Germany.
3 from Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
I love Ukraine.
You know, so.
That's probably your friend.
It could be.
Yeah, how's he doing?
They good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
They still out there?
In Romania.
Yeah, Romania.
Cool. Neighbors to Ukraine.
Shouts out to Romania. Stay strong out there, peeps.
They good.
You know?
Everybody
and the rain is now coming down again here in Houston.
Let it fall like down.
In the 80s and it's raining.
Down. Let it fall down. Let it rain on
Garage
me.
Party.
Lay down on me.
Don't we have a song like that?
Kirk Franklin, right? No. Oh, rain down on me. Who?
Rain.
Oh.
On me. SWV.
Oh. Now it rained down on me.
That's the church song.
Yeah.
No, I like.
I'm talking about the secular.
I saw you and him walking in the rain.
Oh yeah. You fucked that song up.
It was you and him.
The song of it.
Never.
It's time to close the garage.
Dun, 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 dun,
this
dun,
has dun, ended.
I saw you and him. Walking in, y'all don't remember that song?
Walking in the rain, nah.
There's a lot of songs.
Yeah, y'all remember that song?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. I guess I'm older. I guess I'm a little older than you guys.
Can you stand the rain?
I I know what that one is.
Oh yeah, that's yes, I know that one. Okay. Yeah. All right, well. You know what? Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Give him the mic. Let him sing. Give him the mic.
Is his name Jermaine?
Let him sing, man. It's an old school. Walking in the rain. Let him sing.
Yeah, hold a hand.
Nah, man.
Yeah, his name is Jermaine.
Yeah, nah. It'll be the same. Here it is right here. Orange Juice Jones. That was his name. See if y'all heard this song. Ah.
That beat.
Where this beat? Not me.
That's like
Wonder. I saw you walking in the rain. I know this song. Yeah. I heard this song.
I do not own the rights to this music at all. It does not belong to me.
You gotta cut it out.
And that's Orange Juice. If you're out there somewhere,
turn that motherfucker out.
This was back in what year was this?
You went more than 6 seconds.
This is 13.
Your podcast now don't get us banned. Because you know you ain't supposed to be fucking with that.
I just wanted to bring it to your attention. You know, now you, be now right. You remember.
Run it.
Anyway, that was years longer than 13. It says 13. It maybe was uploaded 13 years ago. But that was like shit. I was in high school, so this is the '80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's a classic Rain song. And yeah, that's it. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else, guys, have to say? Out?
No. That's it, folks.
And sure, by the time this airs, we'll be close to Juneteenth. So happy Juneteenth to you.
We know everybody don't believe in Juneteenth. It all celebrated. But fuck you. Happy Juneteenth to us.
Yes, happy Juneteenth. Because, you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
It right is.
We are. We're here.
It's a garage party.
Yeah. All right, stop raining.
This little light of mine.
For the garage switch.
I'm going to let it shine. Mm-hmm. This little light of mine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let it shine. Mm-hmm. This little light of mine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let it shine. Mm-hmm. Let it shine. Mm-hmm. Let it shine. Mm-hmm. Let it shine.
Mm-hmm. One more again.
Everywhere I go. Oh, I'm gonna let it shine.
Who are you people?
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it
shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Amen.
Amen. Let the garage shine. Thank you guys very much. Thank you guys. It's been a great show. See you in a couple weeks.
Marvin's Garage Party.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Thank you very much, Houston.